He's well on top now, and here comes the boundary wallop that took him past his first century.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents First of the Summer Wine. George Hurst, Schofield Hague, Wilfred Rhodes and the Gentle Heart of Yorkshire Cricket by Harry Pearson. Read by Simon Slater.
...set the match for an England win by 10 wickets, 428 all out. Carrying his bat for 205...
Introduction. The North Riding of Yorkshire, 1970. Growing up in a village on the edge of the North Yorkshire moors in the late 60s and early 70s, there were certain sounds that characterised the summer for me. Many will be familiar to you too. The pock of leather on willow, the patter of rain on anoraks, the buzz of wasps round jam sandwiches. Some, though, were unique, not just to the northern fringe of Yorkshire where I lived, but to our household, wedged between the brown and purple hills and the blast furnaces and cooling towers of Teesside. The most common of them were the two snorts that would follow the moment when any radio or TV commentator announced that Gary Sobers was the greatest all-rounder in history. The first snort would come from my father, who would follow it by saying, "No, he's not. Wilfred Rhodes." This would be closely followed by the second snort, which emanated from my grandfather, traditionally from beneath the Daily Express he had placed over his face, following his return from the pub, and his routine lunch of 3 pints of Voke Sampson and a pickled egg. My grandfather's snort was more powerful than my father's, filled with the rich rolling phlegminess that comes from a lifetime of working in a chemical plant. He sounded like a sea elephant expelling 2 sugar beets from its nostrils, a lovesick bull moose imitating Joe Cocker. When my grandad snorted, crowds fell silent. "Wilfred Rhodes?" my grandad said in a tone that was as close as a working-class bloke from Middlesbrough could get to mimicking Dame Margaret Rutherford saying, "A handbag? George Herbert Hurst, more bloody-like?" My father did not argue. My grandfather was not a man you debated with. He had grown up in a tough family in a rough part of a rugged town. At the mention of his surname, welders and platers flinched. Publicans shuttered the windows, and policemen whistled for assistance. Reasoned discourse with my grandfather invariably ended in a crunch. As the Leeds United footballer John Giles remarked of his combative teammate Jack Charlton, "He wasn't always right, but he was never wrong."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?